quite a few medical conditions that have sort of materialised over the years, and obviously now I've got into my 40s and I sort of feel like I'm 60, 70, 80 and it's made my life really, really hard. So I started doing a bit of exercise at home but didn't have the willpower or, you know, I kept thinking, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, and then tomorrow came and it never done. Whereas this, you sort of feel you've got answer to people and you don't want to let the rest of the team down. And having just all the people there were just so supportive and kind and caring, and if you're having a bad day, they'd push you along. And so, yeah, so I've done it just to improve my health and my fitness, and I want to age gracefully. I've got Addison's disease, I had thyroid cancer, I've got, I had an interparenchymal bleed, which was a brain bleed, and now I'm verging on hyperparathyroidism, which is your calcium levels. And I think I'm getting to the menopause as well. I'm all into, I want to age well, and you know, I've been looking into it, and the good things about aging is that you keep your balance, exercise, and keep your muscles. So I think this is obviously doing all that, balance, muscles, exercise. And I had my brain hemorrhage in my 20s, late 20s, and so then I was poorly after that for quite some time. And then I tried to exercise, and then I obviously had the thyroid problem. And then obviously after that, it took a while to recover. And then once I started recovering from that, I was like, right, I'm going to start exercising. And then I've got Addison's disease, adrenal insufficiency. So then obviously I'm just getting used to it, although that's a lifelong condition. So it's up and down all the time. So I think every time I tried to exercise in the past, another condition came up, which is why obviously I'm now doing it now, because I'm hoping that I can prevent things from happening and move on from there.